Anybody else?
Yeah, let's do it.
Now, this is where you...
Ready?
Yep.
Good deal. Good morning, everyone. I'm Oliver Mujica from the Planning Division. Welcome to our Development and Environmental Review Committee meeting. Today is June the 23rd, and it's approximately 10 o'clock. We can go around the table and introduce ourselves, please.
I'm Si-Chai Kuo from Land Development.
Lang Quaid, Land Development.
Hernando Padanco, Public Works Traffic Engineering.
Mahmoud Kondo, Traffic Engineer, Public Works.
Ted Brunson, Water Department Engineering.
Robert Castro, Water Department Environmental Control.
Elizabeth Mara Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Chantal Power, Planning Division.
Travis Martin, Planning Division.
Stephanie Sanchez, Recording Secretary.
Tracy Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Mike Sabala, Building Assistant, Building Official, slash Planning Center.
Thank you. No Robert today?
Yeah, what's downstairs?
Okay. Sounds good. Well, thank you. Going through the agenda, item number one, we'll be removing that item from today's agenda. We need to send out notices and post in the newspaper. So that one will be coming back on the 14th.
We're attending for the 14th, yeah.
Our goal is due for the 14th. So that'll be re-advertised and re-agendized. Yes.
Yeah.
Next item number two. Gary, I guess you can join us now. Sorry about that. Next item is development permit type D-1608. It's for the property located at 111 East Mill Street. It is a request by Vertec to allow the development establishment of their operations for the waste and recycling collections operations facility, and along with the required improvements on that. We've met extensively, at the staff level. Many of you have been involved in those meetings as well. The item, a mitigated negative declaration, has been prepared for that item for CEQA clearance, and our recommendation is for approval, subject to conditions of approval. I have put together our draft resolution that I can give you now, Gary. It has a planning conditions. I've also included the conditions for land development with Stuart Cooper with you here shortly. Also got some comments back from fire department and from building and safety, just kind of the standard items. So I've got two sets here for you. My intention, should this be approved today, is that I'll be able to wrap up the resolutions this afternoon and get those to you. If you wouldn't mind passing those two copies. And then with that, we'll continue and kick the door on the table, please, and go with our respective comments or conditions.
So from the land development, we just want to have the final WQMP for the conditional approval, and all the pollutants concerned need to be treated. And also the permit from flood control channel, flood control district, and including the 4A permits. Also the memo from the county that we discussed about.
Did you see a copy of that?
Not yet.
We did receive that letter yesterday. You have to crawl away to the bottom before they finally say it's okay.
And also, I believe public will also comment about the wash water that is going to be drained to the public facility need to be treated and following all the requirements.
Yes.
And the rest of the condition for public work and traffic should be in here. Traffic is here. We discussed that also.
And those have been included in the resolution. So if you go to the back, probably starting on page 6 or something, you'll have planning conditions, and then you'll have land development, and then which includes the public works and traffic as well. Do you have anything to add? Or?
The only thing I would like to add is when you do submit your plans, that they're separate, that your building plans are separate from your on-site, from your off-site.
Sure.
so we have a problem with that recently, so.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Can I help? I'll move.
Go ahead.
We received a revised letter requesting to not do traffic study, and we're okay with that, indicating that the operations are not going to be integrated at this location. The only thing we would require is for the traffic signal modification that will provide signals going out of the facility.
Yes. Hey, we have Hernandez Kern set up to do the design for us.
Good.
Thank you. Ted?
Standard requirements for us were issued back in March with this pre-app, so I have nothing to add at this time.
Thank you. Robert?
As Ted previously mentioned, we mentioned our standard requirements. Just want to touch on those. The first step is a permit application, industrial use permit application. Based on that information, we will determine the type of pretreatment or interceptors that will be required for the project, the size, sample locations, things of that nature. Just looking at some information here on the shop building, it appears that there's a trench drain that runs the length of the building.
Yeah, it'll be tied into the clarifier.
Okay, is that on the outside of the building?
It'll be under the canopy.
Well, it looks, according to this, it looks like the canopy stops at the wash area. So if it's not covered completely, 100%, then...
Yeah, the wash area drains through basically floor drains in the wash area rather than the trench drain.
Okay, but if the trench drain is not going to be covered in front of that dock door, it won't be allowed, right?
Yeah, it'll stop and it'll go into a pipe.
Okay, so you have to revise that, okay. And also, the common manhole, where it appears you have two clarifiers discharging to, is that a standard manhole, steel lid or cast lid? It's not an open grate?
No.
Okay, just want to verify that'll be there. You're going to have, you're going to propose any type of alarm system for overflow?
Yes.
From that location?
Okay.
Do you have any idea what your proposed discharge to the clarifiers, the interceptors, will be?
In terms of?
Gallons per day?
We can easily calculate it. We haven't done it yet. So we can, this facility will be a little bit smaller than our Fontana facility, which has two wash racks. So we could probably look at the discharges from that and give you a good number.
Because if you're looking at 25,000 gallons, let's say, per day, there would be a... additional requirements. You may be required to have a flow meter, different type of pretreatment upstream. So we'll be requiring those.
Yeah, we'll be happy to work with you on that.
On the application is a one-page application. But since you have two areas, the bin maintenance area and the vehicle shop area, if you can provide additional sheets, one for each area describing the type of work activity that will be in those locations, and also the estimated discharge to the interceptors.
Okay.
And also hand you our requirements, another application. And also I want to let you know that any information that we require you to submit to us needs to come to Environmental Control and not to the city. And also when it comes time for inspections for rough plumbing and pretreatment are separate from the city inspections. You need to contact us directly before you backfill. That's it.
Thank you, Robert. Gracie?
So the proposed location for the record enclosure is acceptable. They just need to work with land development to modify it for ADA access, providing a pedestrian entrance.
There's a lot of work we have to do in this section.
Yeah, the location's fine. It'll be an 8x15 interior dimensions.
Michael?
Yes, when Robert spoke, I'm going to tell you the importance of what he's telling you is that environmental control of the municipal code overrides the California Plumbing Code. So his requirements are have to be looked at prior to it. And if you draw reference to the plumbing code, you may get a little bit off there on sizes and everything. And the inspections, during the time of issuance of permit, we notify you, you sign a piece of paper that you're aware of your interceptors will go through the environmental control. It's so important that this is done because sometimes they're covered up after he gets it, and then we suffer a cost that we shouldn't foresee. Another thing I wanted to remind you that code cycle is going to be changed in January 1st. So I don't know when you're going to submit or how the project stated, but I just want you to keep that in mind. There are some changes in the plumbing code. I don't know how that's going to affect you, and also the ADA and Chapter 11B. So I gave you a list of items that are important to it. Always remember that fire is a separate submittal from building. All right? Always remember that. Because sometimes you give us the plans and you think that you're covered, and then it's rush when you're getting ready to cover the ceilings or something. So I just want to bring that to your attention, okay?
And that would be county fire.
Yes, it will be county fire as of July 1st.
Thank you.
Okay, and that's about it. Thank you, sir. Do you have any questions or anything?
No.
All right, great.
Would you mind introducing yourselves for the record, please?
Yeah, I'm Gary Kuntz. I'm the facility project manager for Burtek Waste Industries.
Thank you.
Bill McCaver, civil engineer on the project.
Thank you. Do you have any questions from any of the committee members or
Bill,
or in general?
I actually haven't had the opportunity to read through all these, but as of page 10, I don't.
Thank you.
Like, this just comment on something else on that trench drain in front of the shop building.
Yeah.
And you have the overhang covering the trench drain.
Right.
I just want to stress that no stormwater is
right.
allowed to be discharged to the sewer system.
To the storm drain, yeah. Okay, to the trench
drain. To the sewer system, yes. Right. If the trench drain is going to sewer, there's no stormwater allowed.
Right. That's why it's under the camp.
And also just want to verify that grading is going to be away from the trench drain.
Yes.
Okay. Actually, there may be a way we can completely get away from that trench drain.
Okay.
We really don't like trench drains. The architect put that in. And typically, trench drains are a maintenance headache for us.
There are options. Once you submit your application, we'll give you our requirements and request plumbing plans at that time. And then we can review some options. Maybe change the plans a little bit.
Okay, great. Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Testing your speed reading skills. Is there anyone from the public that would like to speak on this item? Yes, sir.
Yes.
If you wouldn't mind introducing yourself, please.
My name is Jim Miller. And I'm just representing one of the homeowners there that are on Mountain View.
Okay.
We have discussed it with Gary and Bill. I sent in a paper that one of the concerns that we have is on the west portion of the property. There's an ingress egress. It's like an easement. There's telephone lines there. And also the properties on Mountain View, there are some gates that come out onto that easement. And it's been there for probably over 30 years, almost 40 years. Some of the properties there will have they will not be able to exit from the back, and you cannot enter from the front and go all the way back to the back lots there. So they will be landlocked there on some of them. And we're putting a request in that maybe that easement would remain, and the fence line would be basically where it is now for the property that Burtek's going to be using. And so that's what we're here about.
Okay, so the two of you have agreed to continue that conversation, or yes, no, maybe?
We've had that conversation, and I think we can work out something between us.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Anyone else?
It's the same. We have the conjoining properties, and we've talked with
And we're working with
we're
them
working
on the easement.
On the easement.
Okay. Thank you. Unless there's any other comments or questions, our recommendation is that this item be approved, subject to our recommended conditions of approval. May I entertain a motion, please?
So moved.
Thank you. Unless there's any opposition, congratulations. Great.
Thank you.
So I'm planning to get that final letter get out to you.
Yeah, we hope to have plans submitted for plan check in about 4 weeks.
Awesome.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Just very quickly, my name is Dr. Marcus. We have a church on the corner of Boise and Norman Road where they bought all the properties from Orange Show Road over. It's a perfect building concerning that. It looks like it's on Mill Street. It's on Mill Street, so this is over from us. That one concern.
Right behind you. The site is right behind you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The next two items on the agenda, development permit type D 1601 and 1602. You may recall these came back a while back. It's for SunPower through the city of Riverside. They're proposing those solar array fields. We've been in a number of conversations with them as a result of our preliminary conditions of approval that we were recommending. We've gone back and forth. The intent originally when this was agendized was if they had any questions, opposition, further clarification. That's for you. So I wanted to provide you with a copy of the letter that I transmitted to them earlier this week. A couple of things there. They were in opposition to some of the projects. Our code requires certain things, and at the staff level, we don't have the ability to waive any of those code requirements kind of things, where it talks about undergrounding or relocation of, for example, the KV lines that are out there. But there is a process for them to ask for an exemption. So we had that. We talked about the right-of-way dedications. Being the condition out there, the site, it's unimproved. There really isn't sidewalk or curb and gutter out in that area. But at some point, there will be. And so they have agreed to provide the dedication. Their concern is that they believe that there are some of their water facilities, some of their wells may be pretty close to the ultimate right-of-way line there. And so they didn't want to necessarily just do the direct right-of-way dedication as we typically require because it may conflict with what they have out there. So we've agreed to work together to come up with an amicable solution of, at such time that the city really needs the right-of-way to do a street widening project or whatever the case is, that at least that there's some documentation in place that we can rely on, that we can get that process going. The other items as it related to the curb and gutter, sidewalk, and driveway improvements for these projects, they've agreed to do a payment in lieu fee kind of a thing. I obtained the fee schedule from Public Works. And so with that, we did the calculations, crunched the numbers, and we came up with our totals on that. So so we will be requiring that prior to the issuance of any permits, whether it be grading, building, or what have you, that they will pay their fees. Their response coming back was that they were proposing a reduction of those fees, or to pay a portion of it. Again, at our level, we're not authorized to waive fees or that condition kind of thing that our municipal code requires. So the process would be, one, they would have to file an appeal to the Planning Commission to have that condition removed. And if that condition is not removed by the Planning Commission, then they would have to file another appeal to the City Council to have them just remove the fee requirement. We can't waive fees at our level. That could only be done by the Mayor and Common Council. We also talked about landscaping, for both sites. We are going to require that they put in street trees behind what would be the ultimate right-of-way line. We're also asking that those trees be done at 30 feet on center. We're asking that those be properly maintained for a one-year period following the issuance of a certificate of occupancy, and after that point, they would be turned over to the city for maintenance. So I just kind of wanted to give you an update on what's happening with those two projects. The next step is for them to proceed with a process at the county. They have internally over there, they have to approve their mitigated declaration for CEQA. So once they're completed, then they could come back for the development permit consideration for us. And so we're probably looking, my guess, sometime in maybe October or September sometime. But again, I just no action required on either of these two items. I simply wanted to provide you with an update. I know that many of us have been involved in one way, shape, or form. So I just kind of wanted to get everybody on the same page as to where we are. Thank you very much. The next item number five, is, I'll have Chantal introduce this one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Item number five is for specific plan 16-01, general plan amendment 16-01, development code amendment 16-01, subdivision 16-02 and 16-03, and development permit type P 16-01. We've talked about this item a couple of times. This is for the Rancho Palma specific plan east of the 215 and north of Palm Avenue in the commercial general CG1 zone. Today we're just, their intention is to eventually develop the site for a mix of commercial and residential as well as open space uses. But today we're just letting staff know and the committee know that we're going to be releasing the environmental document for the 45-day CEQA mandated review period. So that should start sometime next week, and the completion of that review period should be sometime in early August.
So what we will do is once the public review period closes, like with any project, you know, you get comment letters from Caltrans, all the different jurisdictions and agencies, and sometimes interested parties or what have you. Once we receive those and go through them, we will come back to this group, share what those comments or responses may have been, and then we will we'll proceed with finalize the EIR and then continue with the process. So we'll be back here, I guess, in a couple months or so.
Yep.
to get this one continuing. Again, no action. I guess I will take a motion, if I may, to release the environmental impact report for the public review period.
So moved.
Thank you. Unless there's any opposition, so we'll release that document. Thank you. Is there anybody else? I see folks in the audience. If you want to speak on anything in particular, you
yeah.
Just come back to say hello.
Hi. I think we missed the first thing on the list.
Okay. The first item was you're probably talking about the project located on Orange Show and Lena Road.
Yes. Yeah.
That item was continued. We are going to re-advertise
it.
We need to re-advertise and post the agenda, and so we're targeting for the date of July the 19th.
July
19th. 14th. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm thinking about my birthday. That's why. I don't know why I'm so anxious
that's
to be
50.
I don't know if I want to be so anxious to be 56, but there you go. But anyway, yes, it'll be on the 14th of July. You will receive another notification. If you had previously, you'll receive another one indicating that time and such, and it'll also be in the newspaper.
One more question. I don't know how this was run, so I'm sorry if I'm out of line. Our church is located, once again, on that Norman and Boise corner. North of Orange Show Road.
Okay.
So we just wanted to know if there's anything going on for us to be aware of that might be building around us for us to relocate if we have to anytime soon, which we don't want to.
What do you think, Travis?
I think I've spoken to... I'm not sure who it was. I spoke to somebody about the property on the phone
right now.
A week or two ago. And where that project is, it doesn't impact that property at all. It's across
awesome.
The street.
You know, nothing's proposed for the north side of Foyt, or north side of Norman.
Thing.
Thank you. That's mm-hmm. what we needed.
Mm-hmm. Any? Did you have a question?
Actually, comments? Some street
I was here for the new Vertex site proposal. I don't know if you covered that or not.
Well, yes, we did.
It was a little late. Okay. So, we were just here to ask a few questions, maybe express a couple concerns. We're the property directly east of Vertex. So the issue we have is, you know, with the collection, you know, and I've heard that maybe they're just going to be parking the vehicles there, but we know those trash trucks tend to be a little bit on the funky side. You know, we're worried about prevailing winds, you know, carrying
right, them. Right, right. Well, they do have measures for it. It's their operations. They're not bringing the trash to that
right.
location. That's the first thing. And the purpose of that facility, the structures that they're going to construct, are to wash, maintain, and so forth. And so an environmental document has been prepared.
Okay.
There are measures in place to minimize odors and those kinds of things.
Rodents.
Yeah.
Things of that nature.
Right.
Because that it directly affects us.
Right.
Many, many ways.
And so again, and as I say this with all projects, you know, we certainly, you know, those in the communities, if concerns are raised or what have you, projects that are, these are entitlement projects, in other words, discretionary, they need to be approved, they're not a by right kind of a thing, and so we have the ability to monitor those things on an ongoing basis, right. And so if you're doing something that you're not supposed to be doing, we have the ability to try to rectify that.
Okay. Sounds fair.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And that, that kind of concludes my.
Well,
anything else? Any?
Got one more.
I'm sorry.
Tienen una pregunta en relación a las.
Es que como yo no hablo inglés, lo que pasa es que entiendo qué es lo que van a hacer cuando llegue tarde.
Oh, para en relación al proyecto de Vertec.
Sí, aquí me llevo.
Sí, es una facilidad donde they're gonna do. She's asked, wanting to know what exactly is the facility going to be
used for.
Used for.
Right, right. So it's basically a. You wouldn't mind translating?
No.
Basically, it's for our trash collection and recycling collection service. The citywide service that we have or the vendor. They will not be bringing the garbage to those facilities. It's just basically where they park their clean, maintain their vehicles. And as I mentioned earlier, that measures are in place so they can minimize odors and any other impacts that there may be, noise and those kinds of things.
Sí, so el local va a ser usado para la limpieza de los vehículos que van a ser usados para recoger la basura. No, la basura no va a ser llevada a ese local. Nomás es para mantener la limpieza de los vehículos. Y sí hay medidas que están implementando para poder quitar un poco de regularizar la basura, que no haya olores, que no haya bichos, que no haya ningún ruido que afecte a los vecinos. Sí.
Más que nada por el olor, la contaminación,
claro.
Todo eso.
Sí, sí, sí hay medidas implementadas por la ciudad para poder asistir en eso y regularizarlo.
Y miren, que nos llegó la carta a los vecinos más cercanos, pienso.
Correcto.
¿Para qué fue esa intención de ellos invitarnos? ¿Para darnos a saber nada más?
No, la intención es porque necesitamos dar notificación a 500 pies alrededor de la propiedad a cualquier vecino que pueda ser afectado por un proyecto. Y si ellos quieren venir y comentar, ellos pueden venir y poner sus comentarios en relación a cualquier proyecto que va a estar en su área. Y nosotros tomamos esos comentarios en asistencia a poder proceder con el proyecto.
Pero pienso que aunque yo diga, pues, ahora sí, como dicen, antes de hacer los proyectos prometen que van a hacer y que van a cuidar y que
La ciudad tiene, por eso la ciudad tiene esas medidas y por eso están tratando, ellos tienen que venir por la ciudad. Entonces, si ellos no están haciendo algo en relación correcto para poder acatar las medidas, entonces la ciudad puede ir y implementar y hablar en relación a que ellos tienen que someter estas regulaciones. So, nosotros mantenemos monetarizados todo lo que ellos hacen en un proyecto.
Okay. Sí. Muchas gracias.
De nada. Gracias. Thank you,
Elizabeth.
You're welcome. Isn't it nice having awesome staff, let me tell you. Thank you, Elizabeth. I appreciate it. With that, we're next meeting is on, not my birthday, it will be July 14th at 10 o'clock.
Gracias, señorita. Thank you.
You're welcome. We could have a motion to adjourn, please.
Salute.
And we stand adjourned at 10:30. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. Like donuts, right?
Yeah.